The Burt Show. Real funny.
Kristen, do you remember that time that you won the most prestigious women's award in media? Do you remember that?
I do.
I do remember that.
I remember that because she had this mustache on her face, and it was the phone number for Grand Arch Tree Service.
Yeah, I remember all of that very, very vividly, and I cried.
Yeah.
But nothing came off my face because intern Sadie made sure to get waterproof eyeliner, which is I'm going to have to scrub to get off my face.
If you missed it this morning, you got to check this out on the podcast later on today.
Why is this my life?
It's beautiful. It really is tragically beautiful. Cassie surprised Kristen earlier this morning and filled out an application for a Gracie Award, which really is. Like, I mean, Michelle Obama has won one. Taylor Swift has won one.
It's a big deal, like, especially for women in media, but also women in radio. You know, I've been doing this a hot minute. I've been doing it for over 20 years. And that's like, when it comes to like awards, that's the pinnacle, man. Like that's the brass ring. And so for years, that's been like on my bucket list, my radio bucket list. And then I've just kind of resigned to the fact that, you know, it's not going to happen. And I'm okay with that. And then Cassie surprises me that I got one and I'm like,
It really has taken the fun out of like making fun of you knowing that you wanted it so much and that you weren't going to win it. We've joked about it time and time again. Now
for
we got to think of something else.
You know? Yeah. What else? Yeah. You're going to have to find another weak spot in my armor.
For sure.
Another weak link in my armor. Trust me, there's plenty.
All right, Kaylee, your brother's not even here yet and you're already annoyed by him.
Well, I'm not annoyed by him. My wife might be annoyed. She's annoyed, which is making me annoyed.
Oh, so you're annoyed by proxy.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's always this, and I hate this because I don't really care about keeping up with the Joneses, okay? So, you know, I don't compare myself to other people very often. And, you know, I get that you want to make, you know, a great impression. My brother's been to my house before. It's not like my house is falling apart.
Is this the dude in Australia?
Yeah. So he's coming with my nephews, who I haven't seen in years. They're going to be here for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Weren't they just here? No.
They're here for a month.
Yeah.
But that was like actually like the 2 years ago.
Was it really?
Well, it was the Christmas before this last one.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. My bad.
I think, yeah, that was it. So it's been a little over a year.
That was the fourth year. You'll know this because that was the fourth year you didn't get the Gracie.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Oh, now I get it.
And so when my wife found out that they were coming, this was a couple months ago, she's like, we got to get the house. There's so much stuff that needs to be done. Yes, there is stuff that needs to be done. There's always stuff that needs to be done at the house.
The honey-do list is never ending. Like, there's always something that you could be working on in your home.
And there's always something breaking. There's always something that needs to be replaced.
Sure.
I get it. I've been very busy with the show and then post-show. You know, we've been very with kids sports, with my other businesses. It's just been nuts. And I have not made a lot of things priority around the house. That being said, I'm not going to knock out this entire, I don't care. They're not going to come in and go, oh, there's no mulch laid in the front yard.
So what is your wife's vision of the house before they arrive?
Yeah, what's on the honey-do list before they get here?
Besides mulching.
Well, I mean, there's nothing definitive that's like in the form of a list. It's just, it'll get to a point in the house where she just will randomly like, you know, this needs to be done. I'm like, yes, my dear.
Kaylee.
Yes, my dear.
I'm reflecting on a conversation we had not too long ago. Are the nether region hairs still stuck in the caulk in the guest bathroom?
Oh, yes, they are.
Okay, that you should take care of.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to look real close.
There's no justifying that.
But the point is, she wants the house to be, quote unquote, my parents used to call it, presentable.
For guests, you want it to be prepared for guests.
Yeah.
And I maybe this is a gender thing, but I know whenever like my mom and her significant other are coming to our house this weekend, and I'm going to make sure that everything's in tip-top shape.
Yeah, I've got friends coming in this weekend also, and the house is being cleaned today, and I'm making sure it's going to be organized and stuff before they get there.
The cleanliness and the, you know, the constant clothes bomb that is my household because of how many clothes there are to constantly fold is just a nightmare. So us trying to get caught up, yes, those things will be, you know, organized. We'll probably throw some stuff away. Will I get to mulching the front and backyard? Probably not. And I don't care. Right?
But she does. Shouldn't you care if she cares? If it makes her happy, shouldn't it make you happy?
Okay.
They're just going to come in like a tornado and wreck the house anyway. So, like, what's... It's just
but
like
that woman that works so hard and like carts your kids all around to all of their extracurricular activities. You were just on the radio last week bragging on your wife.
She's awesome. She's amazing. And she's crushing it. That being said, I'm awesome. I'm amazing. And I'm crushing it. But maybe I'm falling short in some areas.
The Bird Show.